Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Sip Tea and Meditate. For those that are new viewers that are tuning in, again, I'm your favorite local host, Ms. J. Renee. Catch me here Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. I'm here with my good old hot tea, and we're going to meditate on some discussions, some topic discussions. Now, I was supposed to do the review on the Black Panther, but I'm going to be honest, y'all, I didn't get to see it yet. I had a long, busy day yesterday with other important things, you know, my girls. Again, the kids are home. I have their spiritual brother with them today, so they're all in the room. They did not want to be on the show today for some reason, but it's still a segment for the kids. If they do come out here, I'll let them talk with me about certain things. Hey, Maurice.
I'm getting my dishes.
Wait, everything's in there. You can move this stuff. It's underneath it. So, yeah, the kids are here. They're enjoying their day off from school, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I have my guy Reese in the building. He just got his juice. This is hot. That's why I said do you have your thing for your hair, your bandana? Yeah. The girls are in there doing hair, so, you know, she's all over the place, her natural do. But, yeah, the kids are here. They're having fun. So, yeah, I was going to do the Black Panther review, but unfortunately I didn't get to see the movie yet. My daughter said I could catch it online. Since I couldn't go to the theaters, I haven't been lucked with a date yet. No, I'm joking, y'all. I actually could have went to the theaters, but I declined because I know I had a lot of stuff going on this week. But hopefully I can tune in at the theaters to see it. But in the meantime, I'm still going to look at it on my laptop if I can and get a good analyzation of, is that a word, of the movie so I can give you my best review on it. But I'm glad to be here. Hopefully you guys are glad to be here tuning in with me. I do have a lot of topics to talk about. There was a specific topic that I wanted to kind of solely talk about by myself. I talked about it with my co-host on Saturday's episode on Talk That Talk Around the Table. That I'm going to attack today. It was why a lot of African-American women can't work together. And I want to thoroughly get on that. Probably because it's a great, great question. Why is it that a lot of us melanated African-American women can't come together and work in the business world or work together, period? Generally, I think it's because a lot of programming that's been displayed within our mindset. A lot of issues when slavery occurred, how they divided us and treated us differently. You had a lot of the light-skinned women in the house, they call them house slaves, doing house duties. And you had a lot of the dark-skinned women who were the field slaves. That kind of, in my eyes, projected that one or the other was better. But that's how the slave owners divided us and installed in our state of mind that, you know, they were a little bit more inferior than the dark-skinned women. Or, you know, a lot of the dark-skinned women got treated poorly. You know, a lot of the light-skinned, that's what they call them, the lighter women, complexion women, they got treated bad too. I mean, they were more so getting raped, more so, I mean, they both were, but they were more taken advantage in the house because they were more in around the family, taking care of the kids. And again, the dark-skinned women were more in the field work, picking cotton, doing all the labor of that nature. So it started back when. But I think at one point we were in unity. When our originated ancestors came, or were here, I think we had unity. We were together. We were amongst each other. Doing, taking care of, you know, the house duties and so forth on, or just standing by our king or our gods, our black men. And then when they saw that power that we have within each other, they knew that if they divided us or separated us, it would bring us to a low vibration. And in our mental, our state of mind will be below our highest frequency. Again, with us together, such power. Now in today's era, with us being segregated, it's a lot to do with our mindset of competition, our mindset of thinking someone's going to get ahead of one another, instead of just seeing it as a blessing and us looking out for each other. Even if I did get ahead of my sister, me, within my heart and how I feel about my sister, I wouldn't leave her behind. Again, it's all within the passion and the goal that we are aiming for. We all have to be on one accord. If you have someone that has a different goal in mind, then that's not going to work. But if you two can connect on the level where you guys are passionate about the same goal, then make it happen. And then we have to put our pride to the side and not letting our ego defeat us when it comes to the business world. So that's a main issue. That's the main reason why we can't come together in unity. If we defeat that state of mind and become within our higher self and know the purpose within that goal and we find or the right people that come in our lives want to attack the same goal and have ideas and things that come, you know, bring things to the table that are beneficial within all of our team. And that's another thing. We have to work as a team. It has to be a team effort within the business ethnic place. So I think that's a solution of how we can come together. But the reasons behind that we can't is because of the state of mind that we're in and the things that we have gone through within the generations of being divided and how, you know, our enemy caused us to be separated and the reason why they did that, because they knew within our power, within numbers, we are a powerful force to be reckoned with. So I'm going to jump into the next topic. I'm telling you, that's a great topic, because if you take the chance to listen to this topic on this show and you listen to what I'm saying, you could kind of even dictate to your own opinion or take it amongst yourself to say, you know what, that's right. If we can attack the issue and find a solution, we definitely can come and unite. I'm going to jump into the next topic. Y'all stay tuned. I'm your host, Ms. J. Renee. This is Sit, Tea, and Meditate, y'all.
Spread your wings.
I believe I can be anything I want to be.
Yeah, could be a doctor, yeah, be a lawyer, yeah, be a preacher, yeah, be a teacher, yeah, you just gotta be a believer, don't be a follower, be a leader, yeah, I just wish I knew the things that I knew now when I was your age, I'ma tell you never settle for less, now, especially a little gray, graduate, do it for your mama, do it for yourself, cause there comes a time when you gon' have to do it for yourself, yep. So make yourself proud and make yourself smile, and when you dream, always see yourself walking through that aisle, never let them talk you down, gonna spread your wings, fly far, far away. Do your thing. If you a lady, you a queen. If you a man, then you a king. You wanna say something, stand up, talk it like you're Dr. King. You can even be the president. Just put your mind, always think you're smart. Never let them call you stupid. You just need that motivation that's gonna help and walk you through it. So I'm doing this for you and hope they help and walk you through it. Sing it.
I believe I can be anything I wanna be.
You could be whatever you wanna be.
I believe I can be anything.
Easy as it seems, cause we'll be from the sun don't shine and the grass ain't always green. Don't get caught up in the bad and gloom. Don't get caught up in the scene and keep doing what you're good at doing. And it's a dream, be yourself and never be afraid to be called different. Be afraid you show them different. I bet they pay attention. It's all about speaking, most of all it's about listening. Learn the knowledge, then you speak the knowledge to your kids again. And let the struggle be the strength to keep you going. Keep on going, you go to let somebody know about where you're going. Let them go.
I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. Remember, you special. You smart. And you could be whatever you wanna be. Just put your mind to it and believe in yourself.
You can be anything you wanna be, children. All the kids out there, put your mind to it. Show how genius you guys are. Let them see, let them hear the intellect of these kids. I try to display my kids on the show as much as I can when they're with me. But, you know, children, you know, allow them to make the choices. Allow them to choose. I can't force. I do not force anything on my kids, especially within what I do. I only encourage them, you know, have ownership. You know, not for nothing, because I talk about the systematic battle within the school system and the way their curriculum is set up. My kids' school, overall, despite certain things that I am against, they do have a good school system. They do have a curriculum. You know, what they stand for is a little different than a lot of schools they attended. So I can't give them that credit. You know, they do teach them about ownership. They do teach them about knowledge. They do teach them about righteousness. They do teach them about their history. Is it displayed a lot? Not really, not like it should be. So that's why when my kids get home, I use the word debriefing them when they get home, so they'll know what's going on in the nation and going on within themselves. Yes? All right, not on the live, y'all. Okay, well, get your thing and come on the show. I said you could do it, but you can't. I can't do this right now. She needs to get her thing. So, if you want to talk about a topic, then that's different. Oh, go ahead. You can make something to eat. You're going to say, what's up? Say hello to the viewer. So, Nayana, see, I told you they were going to come out here, y'all. They were having a debate on a song. Now, you know, she don't say that, so cut it. Do you guys want to talk about anything while you're out here?
Yeah.
Like what?
I can whistle like that song.
I hear you, but you can't really. You got to whistle louder so they can hear you. So what do you want to say to the children out there that may listen to the show about themselves? Can you give something to say to them without whistling? Because they can't hear you when you whistle.
Hello, world.
Say hello, world. It's a microphone, hello, so you can, if you talk, they'll hear you. So
say hello, as world.
A boy in school, like what's like the main things that you like about school?
Me?
Yeah. This is Reese, y'all.
Homework.
What do you like about homework?
I learn.
You learn? What's your favorite subject? Math, science.
You can't say science because I don't have science anymore.
You don't? Why? Yeah. Is it science at your school?
Yeah, but it's got to read it.
You know, science is like a big...
You got to read it for some reason.
Because they know you guys are geniuses. Do you know science is a part of life? Everything we do has to do with science.
I did have a science kid.
I know.
Yeah, but it's still like fun.
I know you do. That's a part of who we are.
And I like technology and gym.
Oh, I like you. Technology is the best. Yeah. So what type of technology you like? Can you give me an idea?
No, I have one technology.
You have your iPad, right?
No.
What?
A computer.
Oh. Look at you, smart as can be. No, that's disgusting. So what are you going to use with it? What sauce? Not that sesame. My daughter's trying to cook, y'all. She's trying to cook something real. What's that smell? Oh, turn that pot off, the tea. I turned it off, but I just double-checked. Why don't you make the veggie pasta? Can you put it on for me and I'll make it with the spaghetti sauce? Do we have any more? The organic one? Can you check to see if the organic sauce is in there? Guys, I'm hungry. But anyway, yeah, so I debrief the kids when they get home. Again, it's good to just teach them the knowledge within who they are as young individual kings and queens. Okay, baby, she's going to make you sit. Now, put that down. So I have a telescope in the house now for the kids, guys. And it's pretty neat. Let me get that. Thank you, baby. Let me get that in my hand. Thank you. Go see what you want in there and ask Naija to make it. And when I'm done with the show, I'll make it. So, that's not yours. That was his.
I'm talking about the vegan hot pockets.
We never have vegan hot pockets, babe.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. She's trying to debate with me, y'all. Go look in there to see what we have and she can make it. Bye, little one. Go look and let me know what you want to be made. You're sitting there debating when you should just be searching.
I don't want that macaroni.
I'll make you something in a minute. Okay?
I don't want that macaroni.
Nyla, Monet Davis. That's not nice. She didn't have to make anything. You know what? This little girl. So, yeah, she doesn't want the vegan mac. So, I don't really like it either. I think the cheese is disgusting. I agree. So, Nyla, do you want to talk a little bit with the viewers while I jump into the next song? Come on. I can't jump into the next song. I have to talk a little bit. I have, like, 24 minutes to go.
And I want to talk about, like, being healthy.
Okay.
So,
ma'am?
Like, if you, like, don't...
Or
you love to be healthy, all you gotta eat is fruit and vegetables.
Fruit and vegetables. What kind of fruit?
Like, berries.
Mm-hmm. Berries are very good. It's good brain food, right?
And, like, strawberries.
Strawberries is good. What other fruit do you eat in the house? What other fruits do I buy you guys?
You buy us blueberries.
Not blueberries. Blackberries, you mean?
Blackberries.
Mm-hmm. What we ate yesterday, the big May.
The big Mac.
Mangoes.
Mangoes.
How about the organic
and
banana?
We never ate them.
I ate them.
I want to eat them.
There should be one left. If not, Nyjah ate it.
Can you get one?
Your avocado's in there. I'll cut it open. Give me a bowl and I'll cut it open. Give me the Himalayan salt too. So she loves avocado, y'all. I had to buy like a group of them because this girl doesn't go without her avocados, and that's really good because it's not unlikely, but a lot of kids don't like avocado, but she loves it with pepper and Himalayan salt. She would tear it down. Show her how to open it and all that, and she's just been like, you know, she indulges in avocado, and avocado is really good for you guys. There are a lot of people I follow on Instagram that I kind of study, especially with the whole fruit and veggie, you know, fruits and veggies and a lot of other stuff that they have. I take them shopping with me. No, get a regular bowl. I take them shopping with me so they can choose what they want to eat. So, yeah, they take part in the shopping as well. I like bringing them because, you know, again, they have a choice to figure out what they would like. They don't eat everything I eat, but majority of times they do. But, so, yeah, my daughter was just giving y'all a health tip for the kids. You know, eat a lot of fruits and veggies, y'all. I'm going to jump into the next song. I'm kind of stuck in a hard place right now, y'all, because I'm getting a lot of calls and, you know, the kids are keeping me busy. So I want y'all to enjoy this segment with the kids around and enjoy the music as well. We're going to jump into Dre TK. See it.
Dre TK. I want to play it.
Definitely. Dre Rilla. I'm sorry. My right now.
Dre Rilla.
Say Dre Rilla.
Dre Rilla, let's jump into the song.
It's my right now. I'm gonna take my bow now. I'll be riding right past ya. My time is right now. Yeah, yeah. You see everything that was given to me. I bought it up and put it in my work. Mixed it up with a little hurt, and it made me better, I see. It's alright now and it's okay. I told myself this day by day. Don't give up, child. Keep your head in the game. It's gonna work out one day. One day. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Always have. Can miss me with the negative. Yeah, yeah. It's my right now.
They say I'm never gonna make it. Huh? I just tell them keep waiting. Why have you waiting long? When I promise I never would break it. Promise I never would fake it. I'm just keeping it real. Yeah. Five father come take me. I'm trying to see me some meals. Buy my mama a house. Yeah. Put her up on a hill. Yeah. Make sure she never worry about eating or paying a bill. Yeah. Know I'm destined for greatness. Try not to run out of patience. I'ma keep chasing dreams I've been having since I was a baby. Maybe cause August 11th, the star was born in the 80s. I was born to go get it. Wasn't born to be lazy. Nah. Man, I got people that counting on me. Won't let them down. Man, I got people that doubting on me. Hoping I drown. I'm holding the crown like I'm holding my breath. Under the ocean water, swimming into my death. Swimming like Michael Phelps. Yeah. Promise not to collapse. Huh? Promise you when I finish, I won't be giving this pass.
Woo! It's
it's my right now. I'm gonna take my bow now. I'll be riding right past ya. My time is right now. Yeah, yeah. You see everything that was given to me. I bought it up and put it in my work. Mixed it up with a little hurt, and it made me better, I see. Ooh. It's alright now and it's okay. I told myself this day by day. Don't give up now.
No.
Keep your head in the game. It's gonna work out one day.
One day.
Hey y'all, that was Dre Villa with my right now. You're gonna have to create a sauce, mama. If you I don't know what's in there for you to create it though, that's the thing. I don't have a variety of sauces. You should have told me that. And that sesame sauce is not gonna do because it's not like Italian. That marinade, that's different. Hey y'all, I'm just trying to help my daughter with some sauce tips because she's trying to make the vegan pasta, right? Right? That's what she's making? All right, Nyla, you need something to dig out the avocado. So that's what you can do. You can dig out the avocado and then take this.
When you're done with the show tonight, come up here with my song.
What song you got?
Song Colors.
Can I hear it? You can play it. Is it loud?
Mom, why do we put that cheese powder?
Here, Mama, take that in there with the So the girls are trying to... Here, take this and go get something, and then you can dig the avocado out. Go get a spoon or fork to dig the avocado out. Go get a spoon or fork. Here, I'm taking this. You can put it, just throw it away. Never mind. Can you go put this in the sink like this? No, that's not vegan cheese. Go. You need to wash that knife, sweetheart. Put it in the sink. No, you're supposed to have it up. Yep, thank you. All right, y'all. Sorry about that.
Oh, I know my brother.
So the kids are in here trying to chef it up. Really trying to chef it up, y'all. She keeps asking me why we can't use a regular cheese. We don't even have regular cheese, for one. And two, they don't like the vegan cheese. I don't really like it either. I'm not going to lie. I barely eat the vegan cheese. It just, you know, it's artificial. But I heard the vegan cheese is even worse than the regular cheese. I don't eat dairy at all, y'all. I've been cut dairy out. I drink oatmeal or hemp. Oat is really good. Like, it really is. It's not grainy. Not the brand that I buy. It's pretty smooth, but you can taste that thickness of the oat. But it's really good. And it's fulfilling. Like, if you drink a small cup of it. There's one right here.
No, there's one behind the couch.
I wouldn't put it behind the couch because it's hot. But either right here or right there by the telescope. The world, sit down. Nayana wants to talk to the viewers, so tell them a little thing. Oh, tell them about your dance that's coming up.
I have a black.
Go get the bandana. Not the.
I don't know where the bandana is.
The coat off. All right, go ahead. Talk to them for a little bit. Talk to them for a little bit, and then I'm gonna end the show. We got 14 minutes. Go ahead, babe. This is Nayana, y'all.
I have a Black History Month dance, and
you gotta talk a little louder, huh?
I can't wait to do it because Black History Month inspires me.
I need you to watch.
So like, if kids are doing so, like, if kids.
Bless you.
If kids don't know about what turn it down.
Yeah. That's good. Go ahead, baby.
If kids don't know what Black History Month is,
mm-hmm.
just look it up.
Mm-hmm. But tell them what song are you dancing to? Why is it important for you to do this dance?
What is the song Lift Every Voice?
Lift Every Voice.
Lift Every Voice.
So why is it important for you to do this dance, especially for Black History Month?
So it's kind of like we lift our voices high
mm-hmm.
and we speak whatever we want to speak.
Mm-hmm. What are you representing, though? Who?
Myself.
And?
My classmates.
For who else,
Black,
though?
And Black people, too, like my ancestors. Ancestors.
All right, now. Yeah, you talk to the viewers. Let them know. Okay, so what do you guys have to wear?
The boys have to wear black khakis and a black t-shirt, mm-hmm. and the girls have to wear black leotard and black leggings.
Nice. So the dance represents for the culture, y'all, and they're representing for all Black kids in the world, right? Melanated kids.
First, we're gonna do an African dance, and then we're gonna move on to the Black History song.
Nice. Are you excited? Do you know when it's gonna happen?
This is the day after March. No, not the day after March. It's the day after June.
The month after.
When the show is over, can I turn it off a little bit?
Yes, you can. What are you playing?
Sonic Colors.
Sonic. I used to love Sonic. I've never seen that one.
Sonic Colors.
Yeah.
You never seen Sonic Colors?
It's like the games nowadays are so updated. Like they're so new.
I love the game too.
Oh, there's a game called that game when you match all the colors together, Ma. What is it called? Texel?
Oh, Tetris. Oh my god. Tetris Blitz is my favorite all time game. I can go hours playing that game. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play it today. That's a great mind game. It's a great brain game. Like it keeps the brain
and it keeps you occupied every day.
I mean only that, it helps you kind of
I can't play it on my phone because I deleted it.
Yeah, but you're analyzing, trying to connect these blocks or shapes.
We need to form an alignment
for it to connect, and then it just transforms. It's like a boom, and then, you know, you get all these points, but you just have to really work your mind of where setting each shape and block and frame into the right spot. So it's definitely a mind game. Good girl. Thank you. My daughter decided the five-year-old to do the dishes. Guys, these kids are incredible. I can't explain it enough, and you get teary eyed when you talk about your kids, but my kids are my pride and joy, and I feel everything I do, again, I don't force them to do anything I'm doing, but to allow them to see that whatever they love to do, they can do it. They have the power to do it. You know, it's kind of messed up that this world has us so enslaved in some way, but my power is to break that cycle within my children, not to destroy their future as far as with their credit, teaching them about ownership. Like I think my daughter wants to gain her credit card so she can build her credit. Now she has her own savings account. She has her own stash account. You know, I'm teaching her how to invest in stock. You know, it's a lesson. It's a process because I have three girls. Now I don't have just one that I can just focus on. I have three that I have to focus on. So, you know, I have to deal with their personality as well. So it's not always easy slate, you know, but again, I allow them to make the choice to do certain things. And if I feel it's beneficial to them, so be it. But if it's not, I'm definitely going to G-check them because as a mom, you have to. And as a queen of my castle, I have to set those stones in place for them so they know you know, the direction that I'm trying to branch him out to, you know, it is smooth sailing, but it's also learning and allowing them to achieve it by making the effort to push and be driven and have the ambition to do so. I don't want to make it easy for them, but far as, you know, having that background of a clean slate of not having bad credit and not being in debt, not struggling, is going to be clean for them because I wasn't allowed to have that, you know?
Can I tell them something?
Go on.
Kids out.
I told you, but you can't add this.
Grown ups and kids out there. Just one time, I saw this poor man on the street.
Mm-hmm.
We need to help the homeless people. So when I saw this poor man on the street, and then he asked this black lady for money, and then this guy came. This guy came and said, "You don't have to give him money."
Really?
And then I was like,
"Hold the kid ready."
Then I was like, "What's going on?" And then she was like, "Then can I at least give him my food?" And then he was like, "You don't have to give him that either. Just let him sit here." And
so
then
what can you do to change that? My daughter is very intrigued by that stuff. So I told her, me and her had a conversation about that, but I want her to kind of think.
So I told Mima to pull over a minute. I was like, "Excuse me," and I gave the man $20.
Okay, so what can you do to change that? Because, you know, even though at a young age, you guys can make a change within stuff like that. What can you do to help those that are in need? Maybe you can set up a
like one of those food to sell when you sell food with his card.
Or not even sell, give, right?
Yeah.
So won't you get a team of kids?
Homeless people out there and homeless kids out there.
Maybe you could do like a camp.
I just want to let you know, whenever and whatever anybody does to you, never believe in them and never give up.
So she's saying, like, if anybody that's negative to people out there that are in need, don't believe on the negative stuff they shoot out to you, but never give up on making your situation better. But as far as what she can do, because she says she wants to start collecting cans and stuff like that and then giving it out to
the homeless people. And one time
and
I saw this homeless kid and with his dad,
mm-hmm.
they were on the street, and I asked Mima if I could get
her Mima.
Oh, yeah, I remember. She gave me the macaroni.
Oh, you gave me some food. So maybe you guys can team up and do stuff like that. Like every month, get a group, a bag of canned foods, and go out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying you guys can team up and do something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, one time.
My kids, they like to do.
One time I had the backpack thing, and I was like.
So won't
you
do
know
your.
What?
Ooh. All right, we're gonna brainstorm with some stuff. She got some good ideas here, y'all. So Nayana is going to take the initiative to set up a team with her sisters to give back to the homeless. We have to think of a name. We have to think of a motto, a mission statement for those who are in need. So if
but
you have children out
need,
there
I'm gonna need metal
that would like to team up with her, DM me at @Latasia_Renee and hashtag Nayana saves
the
needed.
The homeless.
Okay, Nayana saves the homeless. Excuse me. The Davis or Davis sister saves.
The Davis.
Hashtag Davis sister saves. And then let me know. And once you hashtag that, I'll know what you're
Ooh,
hitting
that could
me up
be,
for.
That could be our name for.
Never let the right hand know what the left hand is doing.
No.
Never let the left hand know what the right hand doing. The same thing. Right here, baby. So you open it up, and then you can put the Himalayan salt and a little bit of pepper. Go over there. No, you're going to do it.
I'll do it.
I need help.
I just opened it for you, baby. I got to do the rest. You got to use your hands to do it. She's wet. Go on the table. On the table over there. You have more room to do it.
You have soap in your hands. Don't.
Take this shirt. Go change your shirt, baby. I'll help you in a minute. Go change your shirt. In the room, mama. Well, then you have to figure something out. Pepper, butter, and the Himalayan salt. No, don't give them that. And I keep saying no. They're going to want some too. You can't just eat it by yourself.
No, I know.
Okay, Niger.
No,
that's my oldest.
Gonna
she's going to want some. I know Nyla. She's going to say no now, but then later on she's going to say yes.
Where's it at?
I have no idea. You guys go over there. I'm about to end the show, okay? I'm about to end the show. You take your bowl over there like I asked you. Go get your Himalayas up. You want to say something before I log off? Go ahead. Talk to the people.
We help everyone that's poor.
Okay, so you're going to team up with Nyla too? So for those, I'm about to end the show off in like 4 minutes. So my daughters, are you teaming up with them or no?
Hmm?
You're going to do it with them? Do you know what they're doing? So they're going to get, every month they're going to gather some canned foods and give it out to the homeless. Does that seem something you want to do?
A few times I
do
that.
Okay, so Reese is going to join up with us. But if you have kids out there that want to partake in Nyana, well, the Davis Sisters Saves Drive, DM me. Hashtag Davis Sister Saves. So she's going to gather cans up every month and go out to the streets. I will drive my kids and give it out to the homeless people out there or the people in need. I think that's awesome. See how you, when you just let your kids talk, they say the most magnificent things. But I thank you all for stay tuning and to sit and meditate. I am going to log off soon. The kids were remarkable. They always are a pleasure to be on the show. But that was a great ending off. Hopefully you take heed to, you know, gathering and working and empowering women, our African-American out there, coming together, start working, teaming up. Because you know what? All the other races do it. Why can't we start being a divine force instead of being a divided force? We are power in numbers, and we need to take heed to that. Take the initiative to come together and to reach out to one another. And always have a team that's driven and have the same mindset and goals as yourself. And spread love, y'all. Spread love today. Spread love tomorrow. Continue to spread love. Just like y'all was doing it on that day, y'all call Valentine's Day. You know, do it every day. Love should be spread throughout. I know life isn't perfect. We all go through our stuff. But the more we make the change, guys, the more we can change within our own circumference, our own perimeter, we can change around the whole world. So make a change today to make a change for tomorrow. I'm your favorite local host, Ms. J. Renee. I love y'all. Peace, light, and love. Y'all, let's get united. Peace.